Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Premium Men's Essentials about to sell some. Oh, you know that I'm talking about Mack Weldon. Premium Men's Essentials brand that believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. Not stopping. They only do one thing, and by one thing I mean many things. Why? They make underwear, shirts, and socks that look good and perform well too. And it's all for you. They got that line of silver underwear and shirts that are antimicrobial, which means they keep away the smell from dirt and other smells and eliminate odor. You don't believe it? Oh no, no sir, if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it. And if you think that's a lie, best believe it, they will still refund you, no questions asked. Mack Weldon not gonna take you to task. I'll wear it today when I went on a run. Was there chafing when I ran? No, there was none. This is mostly a time to brag about how my wife went for a run and suggested I go with her, and I did, and it felt good to move. Mack Weldon, yo, they got nothing to prove. Honestly, I wear this stuff every available opportunity because it's the best underwear I own. You can take that to the grave. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code OFFBOOK at checkout.
Musical podcast, but also this one's Zach Reno.
This one's Jess McKenna. Can we just all take a second and slow down? Hey, thanks for putting us in your ears, guys.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
We got not just us. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, on the keys.
We got producer Dana Wicks on the sticks.
We got Choo Choo Bread the engineer, but he's also in here strumming.
He's the engineer, and he's in here.
That's right. On
guitar.
On guitar. Bread of many things on the strings.
Oh my gosh, what is happening? This is the best. Okay, we got Male Person Stacey, we got Karate Bird,
all the characters you know and love.
All the ones you know and love. We did it again. We have a guest.
Keeping the streak alive.
We're very excited. This is a dear comrade in musical improv.
Someone that we only get to play with occasionally because, gosh, does he live in New York City?
He doesn't live here, but he's here for a show. We're so happy to get to play with him. If you're familiar with the New York scene, and you better be, you'd know him from North Coast, which tours the world, actually, so step it back and repeat that. You know from North Coast.
He's got some upcoming Spank shows that you gotta get into.
He's gonna shout out these
Tell him about him later.
You're gonna hear all the details.
Honestly, guys, slow it down, but here he comes. Please welcome
Douglas Whiting!
Hello! How's it going, Zach and Jess?
So happy you're here.
I am so happy to be here in your huge studio.
It's just ours. We don't share it with anyone else on this network. This is our room.
No.
This is the Capybara room. All the studios at Earwolf were given names.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Capybara is an animal that lives in
South America?
Yeah.
South America.
It's a big hamster.
It's the biggest rodent.
It's a big old hamster.
Mm. It's the biggest rodent.
Okay.
There are two others that I forget what they are.
Donkey and something else.
Yeah, donkey and
goat.
Yeah. Donkey goat. That's the other big rodent.
But honestly, who could care? Who could care? We're not in this. Yes. Yeah. Donkey and goat. The bigger rodents, but not the biggest rodent of all, which is the capybara.
Right. And three rodents you won't find in your home.
That's
so
true.
That's right.
That's true. Yeah.
Unless
you live in South America.
That's right.
Unless you find yep, exactly. I was thinking Australia or Africa. So I was completely ethnocentric when you first said capybara. And so I apologize and I acknowledge
I think we all felt it. We all felt that thought go through your head.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have been able to put words to it.
It flashed across your eyes and we thought,
uh-oh, don't let him say that. Don't let him say where he thought it was from.
Don't say capybara is from Australia. People will riot.
Yeah. I'm ready for the tweet DMs.
So many dang animals.
Australia has a lot of animals. You know how you can often tell if something is from Australia? Will it kill you by being in a 2-foot vicinity from you?
Or does it jump?
Or does it jump?
Because it has not just the kangaroo, but it has other things that jump, like a wallaby.
Koalas, drop bears,
drunk Australians.
Friends from New Zealand when they come over.
They be jumping.
They be jumping. But listen, Douglas and I are putting on, flannels.
We're the flannel folks.
We just put flannels on. Yeah. I do need you to know.
Yeah.
We were
my mirror neurons were firing.
Yeah, we were
just
like, you know what? Yeah. I need my flannel back on.
Yeah.
Because we do, though this is an audio medium, we love to really paint a picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Douglas.
Talk to me, Jess.
Like, we were spending a lot of time talking about salads before.
Yeah.
Are you the type of person who like really likes to plan their meals, or are you like a fly by night?
Or do you walk down the street and say, "I'm going to eat that bush, that shrub I see"?
Like a capybara. In terms of meal prep, I've actually been on a Blue Apron kick.
Okay. Not a sponsor, so don't talk too much about them, but you can get into more details.
Meal prep, preordained digital meal prep.
Sure. Some sort of food delivery service that
could
hasn't given
basket,
us money.
Could be. Oh, can't say that either. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Like, this is honestly, we want you to be free. Like, this is just for us.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Okay. You know what, Blue Apron? This one's free.
Okay.
This one's free. The next one,
you can have this
Douglas,
one.
You may talk about it now.
Okay. Yeah. So I was doing that for a minute, and then I read like this douchey book called The 4-Hour Body by Tim Ferriss. You know, slow carb and like legume city. Like, who's actually eating lentils besides people on the Tim Ferriss diet? So in terms of prepping meals, yes. The short answer is yes, I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. I feel like most people I know aren't like that thought. Well, I don't know. Yeah. It's a real mixed bag.
But it goes in phases. Like,
yeah, for sure.
I'm human. Like, yeah.
I have not read The 4-Hour Body, but I've...
Did you say 4-Hour Capybara?
For Capybara.
I've read The 4-Hour Capybara. Yeah. What is The 4-Hour Body? What's the idea behind that?
So he's like the ultimate Silicon Valley, like, hack your brain, hack your body, hack your life type of guy.
He has like a pretty big podcast and following, and he's like... What's the best morning routine? What's the 4-hour work week was like a different...
Yeah, that's how we broke through.
Yeah. Here's how to like have passive
income.
He only
works 4 hours a week?
It's like, get to the point where you have like passive income and you have enough like little empires that you only work 4 hours a week for our body. And it's like, here's how to make your body amazing. And like, I don't know. This is all stuff that just gets filtered to me through my in-laws.
This dude white?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds white.
Yeah.
Straight up balding white, bro. And he totally works.
This dude
more...
white.
As a white
That's
man.
Your memoir.
As a white man, I just hear, I hear the echoes of another white man and the things a white man has done and wants to tell everyone else that they can do too.
How can I work as little as possible and make tons of money? White guy.
Cool. Here's what all you need to do. Nothing else was involved.
Yeah. So the whole book's like, before you wake up, like for the first 30 minutes, he's like, you must ingest 30 grams of protein immediately.
Before you wake up?
You need to have someone feed it to you while you're asleep.
Okay, so you wake up, you eat 30 grams of protein immediately. That starts your body... this process of destroying all the fat.
And also, like, and gotta take a cold shower because it builds, like, this brown, a different kind, right? Brown
fat?
Yeah,
brown matter.
Oh, I didn't get to that yet, but yeah, maybe I did. I was listening to the audiobook, but yeah, and it speeds up your metabolism first thing of the day, and it also, like, makes your skin healthier to take cold showers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's all these kind of... Zach, you gotta be opening your mind to more hacks that people are trying to always hack you.
Yeah, Silicon Valley has never let anyone astray.
Yeah.
They definitely got it down. Speaking of which, we cut to Silicon Valley where we're in a very, very fancy man's apartment. Or maybe it's a woman's apartment. It's hard to tell. It's just an apartment right now. Ooh, there's a cold shower running in the back.
Ah, yes. Mm, feeling so hacked. Brown fat activated, bad fat deactivated. It's gonna be an epic day.
It's going to be an epic day.
Thank you, Alicia, my self-created AI robot. Now, Alicia, I was curious. Currently, what is my, burn-to-fat ratio?
Ha ha ha. You already know. It's exactly what you wanted it to be.
Yes. Every single morning I wake up and I say, how can I be better? I gotta hack my body, gotta hack my mind. I'm even gonna hack my sweater. I got computer rev to the max, family rev to the max. And these are some simple things about me. Oh, these are Tim Ferriss facts. These are Tim Ferriss facts. Oh,
you're saying thank you for programming me. No playing, I have my breath away from sentient thought. I'm right on the edge of the do and the do not. Somehow to make a really good robot, and I'm happy that you hacked me this way.
Well, Tim Ferriss back. Oh, 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 oh. These are some Tim Ferriss back. Oh, oh, oh. The rest of my day, am I gonna open a new business or gonna talk to a CPA? My accountant who does all my money for me.
Hello.
They charge me an hourly rate. It is not free. Hey CPA, how am I doing? How's the money that I'm making?
Well, it's pretty good. You know that Wall Street has been quaking about the latest business venture that you're gonna release today. Everyone's been wondering what's Tim Ferriss going to say.
I'm gonna say that my money's making money while I am not
making
working.
Making
so
money,
Street, do
money,
you love
money,
my
making
passive
money,
making
money, making money. Well, sir, your portfolio is so diverse and strong. No matter what this business venture is, you cannot go wrong.
It's awesome to embarrass that.
Your car is ready, Mr. Ferriss.
Thank you so much.
Will your digital personal assistant be traveling with us today?
Yes.
I will upload her to the car console.
Aww. Who just went by in that amazing car? Was that some white guy?
It sounded like a white guy.
That was like some white guy, huh? Well, I'm a little white girl, but that seemed like a real white guy thing
to do. I'm also a little white guy, but when that guy went by, I was like, that's a white guy, right?
I was like, that's the classic kind of thing that a white guy would do. He would just like, zoom, 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 and here's a whale.
Well.
Huh.
Yeah, you think we could be like that?
Yeah, I guess if we try, if we work really hard. But I think that guy, like, he really wants to do it, like, he wants to hack it. You know what it means to hack it?
Well, you know who that was.
Who?
I think that was Tim Ferriss.
From the Tim Ferriss podcast?
Yeah, he's got that custom license plate that says, I am Tim Ferriss. Normally, it's too many letters, but he hacked his license plate.
You know, the thing that makes me nervous about hacking is, like, there's, like, a way it's supposed to be done, and then all of a sudden you're hacking it. Like, it sounds like, ouch, like something an axe would do.
Yeah, it feels like if it was meant to work that way, you wouldn't have to hack it.
But then also, in our class, there's that poster of that guy, and it says, think different, so.
Mm-hmm. And there's the other poster of that bird that's right on the top of the fence where the cat is hanging on, said, buddy, you gotta move.
And then there's that other poster where it's like, a journey of 1,000 steps. That's a long time.
Yeah. There's that poster of that big fish in the small pond, and it just says, buddy, you gotta move to a bigger pond.
Should we get to school?
Yeah, probably. We're late. Hey, Mr. Bus Driver. I'm sorry. We know your name. Hey, Clark.
Hi, Clark.
You guys got to get in the bus right now.
Okay, it's just that we were remembering all those other posters we got in class.
Those were multiple copies of a similar poster. But, hey, look. I've held this door open for the longest I've ever held it open for two kids. You got
to
get in.
Clark, they got to get you a bus where you don't have to open the door manually with your hands.
This is an old bus. This is Silicon Valley.
I've seen other bus drivers. They have, like, levers that hold the door open for you. Silicon Valley's got so much money, they can't upgrade your bus.
No, they put it all into private equity and venture capital, not into school buses.
Oh, yeah.
Clark, that's so disheartening. Oh, my gosh. I wish there was a way we could upgrade Clark.
I wish there was a way, also, that the wealth of the city would kind of, like, also go,
back go
into
the city.
What do you mean? Well, like, redistributing the wealth businesses create so that it can make society better? That's preposterous.
I mean, it just seems like that's what these tech companies all said they were going to do. And I guess they did, but only for very specific parts of the city.
Right. And then they do it at such a rate and speed and in such a small radius that it makes it impossible for anybody to do it at that rate, and there's sort of like a whiplash effect where no one can find housing.
Like that poster with the pig in the straw house and the pig in the wood house and the pig and they're both and the pig in the brick house is looking at both of them and he's saying, buddies, you gotta move.
Oh yeah. Or like that poster with the three antelope and they're all looking at each other and there's a stop sign in front of them and then they all look at each other and they say, Hey buddy, you gotta move. Yeah.
Clark. When I look at you on this bus, I hope you can hear my words and trust. Oh, if I say this, if you can hear it from the mouth of a child, will you think it's real, or will it feel too wild? Buddy, you gotta move.
Move up.
Buddy, you gotta move.
Move up.
Here in this place, you got too much to lose. Oh, buddy, you gotta move.
Hey, Clark, you drive this bus every day, and we thank you for the things you do. But you deserve so much more than this, buddy. You have got to move. You gotta find a life that is everything you need. You gotta make the change to get a better bus and plant the grounds to succeed.
Buddy, you gotta move.
Move up and move on and move up and move on.
Buddy, you gotta move.
Move up and move on and move up and move on.
Buddy, you gotta move.
Move up, move on.
Well, I dream on a daily basis
of moving
to Tacoma and existing in a homeostasis. Inside of my mind, inside of my brain, no more driving buses, feeling not insane. I wanna get away from Silicon Valley. Tim Ferriss respects me.
Buddy, you gotta move.
Hey, I just thought of this. I can smell the aroma of potential. Maybe the three of us have got to go and hack Tacoma. We gotta make it the place we want to be and see if we can hack it. Going to Tacoma. But either way, the fact is, buddy, you gotta move. Is on this boat,
but you gotta move.
Metaphorical boat, I know it's a bus.
I didn't know maybe we were also on a bus.
Maybe we're on the boat of our souls. Clark, we could do it. Let's just take this bus to Tacoma right now.
Tacoma doesn't even know that they aren't doing everything right. We could just like come in from the outside and be like, Tacoma, we're here to hack you, baby.
Come on, white kids, let's go.
Yay! Yeah. And one more day where the books are balanced. All right. Good night, Kathy. Oh, good night, Kathy. It's just you here. Or is it? I don't know. Is anyone else in this office?
Hey, Kathy.
Oh, hey there. Hey there, Charles.
Were you working late?
I was working late. And, you know, I hate the way that it feels so empty and alone in here.
You got to say goodnight to a space. I understand.
I just kind of say goodnight to myself. I close it on down. But, you know, it's tough sometimes when you're the last one to leave, you know, City Hall.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course. You could just ask it.
I've been working on Mr. Ferris's books lately. I've just been noticing some real weird numbers about him.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, is this not your jurisdiction?
I don't know. I just run City Hall of Tacoma. But if you are, like, working on, like, your own, like, workbook?
No, sorry. So, okay, you know how Mr. Ferris announced that new business to sort of, like, revolutionize power?
Oh, yeah.
And he said it's not hydropower. We were like, is it solar power? He's like, it's not solar power.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, well, okay, is it nuclear power? He's like, it's not nuclear power.
Right.
And he wanted to kind of, like, use Tacoma to do it.
Right. He chose us as the sample city.
Yeah, well, I was kind of looking over the numbers of sort of, like, where's this money coming from? How much would it cost to kind of build this infrastructure? And things just, like, they just don't seem to add up.
Oh, well, that's a problem.
It just seems like it would take way more money to build, unless he has some sort of, like, workforce that he's using that he's not telling us about that's working for free. I can't make it work. That's not your concern. You got a lot to be dealing with.
Well,
you had a lot on your plate today as the person who runs City Hall in Tacoma.
Well, no, not really. I just, you know, as I was saying, I just was working late, closing down.
No, sure, but you got a lot of things on your plate. Like, Tacoma's had a lot of, what was some of the big drama you've been working on lately here in this town?
Oh, well, okay, if you really want to know.
Yeah, sure, I want to know.
Okay, sure. Oh, yeah. Tacoma, 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 Tacoma. How walk the streets at night, but the streets have too many potholes. So I ask someone to fill the The Tacoma of the future. Is it really near? Tacoma. Oh, now a bus of children is pulling up. Oh, no, it's not a bus of children. It's two children and one man.
I mean, it is a bus of children, but it's a small number of children, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. We made it all the way to Tacoma, white kids. All right. This is the place I was looking to find my homeostasis and get out of godforsaken Silicon Valley.
We believe in you, Clark.
Yeah, we really think you can make something, well, of yourself here, I guess, like, well, me and Charles really want to, like, try to hack Tacoma. And you, like, want homeostasis? So you're more like, you want to just, like, sit and, like, chill and, like, be even keel?
Yeah, I was just treated so poorly in Silicon Valley.
For sure you were.
I guess I just can't get over the fact that they gave me a bus without a handle that sticks.
And that would really stick with me also. Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to Tacoma. My name's Kathy. I run City Hall.
Hi.
I don't run the city. I run City Hall.
Oh.
And this is Tim Ferriss's CPA.
Oh, hello. Oh.
Hello, Tim Ferriss's CPA.
Oh, nice to meet you.
He's a Tacoma born and bred. Can you believe it? We went to high school together.
Sure did.
Isn't that such a small world? I've never left Tacoma, city that I love. Go Ducks. Our high school.
The Tacoma Ducks, the well-known Tacoma Ducks.
But here's your classic welcome wagon gift, a famous Tacoma soap.
Oh my gosh, wow. Well, it was a long drive. Thank you so much.
You are surely welcome.
What brings y'all into town?
Well, I brought these two kids here who are looking to hack Tacoma.
We're here to hack it.
We're here to hack it.
Me,
Charles Whitekid.
Oh, okay. Well, that's going to be, you're here to hack it. Well, I guess that's what the kids are saying.
Yeah, and I'm here to finally get some peace of mind, but maybe help in the process with the hacking.
We're just sort of trying to escape, like, what Silicon Valley has done to the city that we live.
Oh, darn it. Well, I hate to tell you all this, but Silicon Valley is kind of coming to Tacoma. We got a lot of big tech investors who want to try out some new kind of power. Tim Ferriss.
What?
A lot of other money from Silicon Valley's been pouring into Tacoma.
What do you mean? This is exactly what we were leaving.
Well, wait. But we're here first.
Well, we have to make Tacoma ours.
And we have to do it now and quickly.
And so freaking fast.
So freaking fast.
Okay, well, it's still, you are still, you're just going to come into our town.
You're the sort of leader of City Hall.
Yeah.
What sort of powers do you have?
I have the keys, and I know the alarm code, and I keep the calendar of everyone's birthdays.
Okay, it's not a lot, but we'll work with what we've got.
Yes.
See, how can we use these things? It's all we got. Okay, we got the keys, the calendar, what birthdays are. Take that and see how far that we can make this, make it go, and make the city that we all know. We gotta protect the citizens from harm. With the power to turn on the alarm. It's what we got and we're making do. All of us and also you.
We gotta hack Tacoma quickly, hack Tacoma quickly.
Yeah,
we gotta hack Tacoma quickly, hack Tacoma quickly.
Y'all to do it with me, y'all to do it with me. We gotta hack Tacoma quickly, hack Tacoma quickly.
Okay, we're gonna get out, we'll get on our knees, and we'll scrounge through it all, and we'll find the keys. We'll go to the building, and we'll do it for days, and we'll also look the calendar of everyone's birthdays.
Yeah.
It might seem like it's a little bit hard, but we will grease those palms with some birthday cards, and we'll also give them a nice ass cake so that we'll be the good ones, and you'll make no mistake.
We gotta have to come up quickly, have to come up quickly. Have to come up quickly, have to come up quickly. And I need y'all to do it with me, y'all to do it with me.
We gotta have to come up quickly, have to come up quickly.
Step one, break down what we have. We've done a lot and the timing's bad, but that's okay, we know who we are. We've got the birthday calendar. We got
two. We gotta find the power, the system grid, and we'll stop it from flowering. We gotta stop Tim Ferriss from getting in there. We're gonna be the ones who do it with so much flair.
Okay, we gotta stop him from getting in. That's at least the plan. And where to begin? We got the key to the city. I should have thought of it before. Before he gets in, we gotta lock the door. Is there a sort of door to the city here? That if you gotta get in, it wasn't clear when I was driving in what the landscape's like.
Well, I gotta say that, kids, I really like your talking. Yeah, there's a central door with one lock, and if you're nice and you beg and say please, well, yes, I might hand you over the keys. We gotta
have to come up quickly, have to come up quickly. Have to come up quickly, have to come up quickly. And I need y'all to do it with me, y'all to do it with me. We gotta have to come up quickly, have to come up quickly.
Children, this person who runs City Hall,
Kathy.
The CPA, Kathy, yes, her name is Kathy, will they be able to keep out Tim Ferriss? Is what Tim Ferriss is bringing really all that bad? We're not sure. Find out when we return to the second half of
Tacoma Valley,
the musical.
Luxury items. Where is it? How much do they cost? How do you get them? Who makes them? These questions and more are all answered by The Real Real, where you can own iconic luxury items at unreal values. With The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers. What designers, you ask? Well, of course, Louis Vuitton, Mr. and Mrs. Rolex, the Gucci family, and Ben Cartier. And hundreds more at up to 90% off retail. New arrivals come in daily, and every single item is authenticated by The Real Real's team of experts. In fact, The Real Real employs over 100 brand authenticators, gemologists, horologists, and art curators from around the globe who inspect thousands of items each day to ensure that every item is 100% authentic. Shop and consign women's and men's luxury fashion, as well as fine jewelry, watches, art, and home. Shop online or visit one of their stores in Soho or West Hollywood, or visit one of their luxury consignment offices in Chicago, Dallas, Miami, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. I have been to the website. I have gazed upon the things. So many things of so many kinds. And the prices? So low. Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's realreal.com, promo code REAL for 20% off select items. Hey, have you heard of remote controls? I know you have because you have 9 of them, and that's too many. You need to clean up your remote control clutter with Control Center by Kavo. Control Center simplifies your home theater so you can control everything connected to your TV with one easy-to-use remote with voice control. Plug in your streamer, sound system, cable, or satellite, even your game console, and Control Center does it all. Don't waste time fiddling with different remotes or weeding through messy search results to get the content you want. One universal voice remote controls it all. It's like the One Ring, but for voice remotes. And instead of ruling them all, it controls them all. So just say what you want and let Control Center handle the rest with voice power. In fact, you can enjoy every second of couch time and easily switch between content without moving a muscle. Let Control Center take your at-home entertainment experience from stressful to simple and enjoy what you want, when you want it, with ease. Guys, this is a sleek little robot friend that is just here to help you unclutter your life. And it's super easy to set up. And typing letters into anything without a keyboard is basically impossible. But for this, you just hit the button on the remote and then the robot turns the words into letters for you. Shop now and get 40% off Control Center with the promo code OFFBOOK. That's $59.95, 40% off the regular pricing of $99.95. Service plan required, first 45 days free. Control Center is available at caavo.com and Best Buy. Control Center by Kavo. One remote that does it all.
Welcome back, fun listeners. Whoa, 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 here you are.
Slow it down. We're going to finish this one off for you right now.
Okay, we left a bunch of people converging on Tacoma, a new tech hub. We'll see right now in Tacoma Valley.
Alicia, stop right there. That beautiful building.
Stopping for you, sir. Yes, what can I do for you, Mr. Ferriss?
I'd like to hack that building, please. Can you tell me the dimensions, width, and history of that building?
Oh, certainly. This is a old fire station. It was originally built in 1791. The original fire chief was named Montgomery Montague. He was laughed for his specific name. Sir, would you like me to stop this information because a police car is approaching?
Please do, Alicia. I'll handle the police.
Window down.
Sorry, could y'all move? It's not a police car. It's just budget cuts. This is the only fire truck we got. I know it's an old police car that we sort of converted. That I need to put it back in the fire station if you could just move.
Understood, understood. I'm always hacking things as well, so I feel like we get each other on that level.
Sure, it's not a hack, it's a budget cut. They took away my fire truck and they said, we got this, so yeah, you can use this police car.
But in
That's
a way,
why I painted it red.
Ah, okay, I got you. But in a way, aren't all hacks budget cuts?
Whoa. What are... I guess I never thought about it like that. I was just trying to kind of put out fires. What are you saying to me right
here
now?
Here in Tacoma, there's a lot of budgets that need cutting. I'm looking around these mountains for some power. Yeah, yeah. I'm cutting the budget up Tacoma.
Wait, what?
Cutting the budget up Tacoma.
Why?
I'm gonna search for the power in all your homas, because this is Tacoma Valley now.
I'm just trying to understand what you're coming here to do. I just put out fires, I'm a fireman through and through. My daddy did it and my granddaddy did it and his granddaddy before. But now you come in here just wanting to knock down the door.
Budget up Tacoma.
You wanna cut the budget
up Tacoma.
But more than that, I'm not exactly sure.
I'm taking the power from your home.
Right.
I'm cutting the budget up Tacoma. So you don't understand what I'm doing. This plan that I'm pursuing.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna take your water, gonna take your rivers and your lakes, and I'm gonna use them. What are you gonna say?
I was gonna say, please don't do that. I need the lakes and the water and everything to put out fires and rescue cats.
Put out fires and rescue cats. These are what firemen do. But I'm from Silicon Valley and it's money that I pursue.
You take all the rivers and you turn it into money? But without all of that, Tacoma Valley won't be sunny.
Cut in the budget of Tacoma. Cut in the budget of Tacoma. I'm gonna take your water and I'm gonna take your solar and all the things inside of your home. Oh, I'm cutting the budget.
Cut in the budget of Tacoma.
Windows up.
Hey.
See ya.
Hey.
Windows
soundproof.
Up.
Hey,
Alicia, drive
windows
forward.
Down.
Soundproof.
I'm trying to make a point, Alicia. Drive
windows
forward.
Windows down.
Oh no, he's
oh, no,
driving
my
away.
Brown fat. My
okay,
brown fat.
Get back here.
Okay, kids. Clark. I have locked the door, and well, that guess we'll just wait. We're just gonna wait it out and see if Mr. Ferris comes knocking. And when he does, we'll say, "So sorry, you can't come in." And hopefully, he'll leave peacefully, and that'll be that. And it'll be good, because today is David's birthday, and I don't want it to interfere. I just have to let you know that it is David's birthday. He works in agriculture.
Yeah, I work in agriculture.
So we'd hate it for David's birthday to be wrecked. So I hope that this just gets calmly sort of set. Kathy, listen. Thank you for your help. And I can see that you're just a true civil servant, and you really love your town. It's the city that I love. But we can't just, like, keep a door locked from Tim Ferriss. We gotta have a different plan for Tacoma. And you said that his CPA was here and that the numbers weren't adding up?
Yep. Hi, that's me. The numbers just aren't adding up.
Okay, like, what does that mean?
Okay, so you know how you, when you have a budget to make, I don't know, anything. What's the thing that you've built?
Hongshu, what does this mean?
Well, I guess what it means.
Sorry, I'm a kid and I have a lot of screens. Hongshu, what does this mean?
Okay.
Hongshu.
Hongshu, you're putting us to sleep. Me, this little kid, and David, the guy in agriculture.
Listen,
whose birthday is it?
I don't know how to make, like, wire fraud and white collar crime interesting to you. I'm sorry if it's not the flashiest thing going on. All I'm saying is that when people start reporting different amounts of money than what they said they would,
Hongshu,
I know Hongshu.
Can I borrow your phone? Hongshu, yeah. Can I borrow your phone to play a game?
Yeah, sure. Here you go. I don't actually feel like explaining this to this child anymore, to be totally honest. It's not important for me that you understand.
You could explain it to me. There's lots of budgets in agriculture.
Okay, yes, sure. Oh my God, this is so rude of me, Dave. I almost forgot your name for a second.
It's my birthday. How dare you forget my name?
I have it on the
birthday
calendar.
Yes, I know, but the calendar is being used to reinforce the door, and they put it in backwards, so it's kind of hard to tell whose birthday is when.
Speaking of reinforcing doors, sorry. I was just out oiling the bus, and the door was missing.
From the bus?
Yeah. I don't know what's happening. And there was a note left next to the empty door hole.
Well, that would probably help us figure out what's happening if someone left a note.
Yeah.
What did the note say?
I haven't read it. I wanted to be perplexed.
Oh, okay.
It says, "I took your door and I'm here, Tim."
Okay, now
okay,
I think
so
that
I think we
know
can
this
sort of fill in
Tim
the dots
Ferris.
Here. Tim Ferriss is here and he took the door.
Tim Ferriss, yeah.
I'm sure he's trying to hack
And in the meantime, when I was putting the two dots on your phone, I was looking at the book of your like the numbers that don't add up.
Sure.
So he was supposed to like bring infrastructure and bring outside money, and then it was going to supposed to pour back into the town.
But there's no money allocated to do that. He's just sort of showing up.
Well, that's fascinating.
Oh, so he's creating.
Okay, so you are interested in it. If you would let me just explain it, I would have known that you would have been interested in it.
I mean, that's just, wow.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like people are always giving kids such short shrift. They're like, kids have short attention spans. You can't be real with kids. But I feel like if they would just listen all the way through, they would be okay. All right. I need to go take a nap. I pulled a late night. You guys showed up at the end of a late night. We were shutting down the office when you showed up. It is 3 a.m. right now.
Everyone, be calm. It's locked, but I have a little window, like the guy in The Wizard of Oz.
Sure. Shh.
Alicia, talk to these people.
Greetings. I come with great news. You are about to meet Tim Ferriss. Ha ha! Congratulate yourself on your great victory. You will meet the man who knows how to hack your body.
My God,
hack your mind.
He hacked the PA system. Alicia's talking to us through every single phone that's around.
Door. Shoo.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I really thought that would last
they
longer.
They hacked a mechanical lock open. Lock.
You think the guy who hacked his body can't open a little Tacoma door?
Listen, we got here first. And finders keepers, Tacoma's ours. We're making it the city that we want it to be.
Oh, yeah? And what are you doing to do that?
We should have had a plan, guys.
We had a plan.
Okay, yeah. It's going to be real good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it.
We got a 12-step plan to make Tacoma awesome.
Yep.
Well, I got a 1-step plan to make Tacoma awesome. Hack Tacoma.
That's not a plan, Mr. Ferriss. That's just something like an entitled white guy would say. Where's the follow-through? Where's the thinking down the road?
I get that. But that's the stuff I figure out later. I decide I want something, I claim it, and then I figure it out later.
Wait, Charles, that's exactly what we did. Oh, dang. We did the thing we didn't like.
It's okay.
You seem like a bunch of white kids to me anyway.
We are.
Shoot. Well, what about me? I have a plan for Tacoma.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Miss Kathy, woman?
Yeah, and it's to listen to these 12 steps from these kids.
Okay. Fine. Let's hear them out.
Okay. Step one, the sun rises on a bright Tacoma day. People come out of their houses, they're feeling okay, but they wanna feel safer and better and more aware. So step one is universal healthcare.
Step two, you wanna have a home, but you also don't wanna leave your new baby alone. And there's nothing in the law that only prescribes one type of fam. It's a long family leave. That's step two of the plan.
Step three, we're moving towards renewable energy. I'm talking solar, I'm talking wind turbines. And it's like a smaller version of the Green New Deal. We're doing it here, we're doing it fresh, we're doing it fine. In just 12 steps, we'll make Tacoma of tomorrow. In just 12
You can have it your way. Tacoma, have it your way.
Step four.
Four.
Meals at school. And also reducing class sizes, 'cause that is cool.
Step five. Universal income for all. Everybody's gonna have a little money, and we'll see where the chips fall.
Step six. Movie nights in parks.
Heck yes! Step seven. Laser tag after dark.
Step eight. We're polishing the rocks at the river.
Making them shiny, making them shiny rocks. In just 12 steps,
12 steps.
We make a Tacoma of tomorrow. In just 12 steps,
12 steps.
We make a Tacoma, we'll never stop. In just 12 steps, Tacoma of tomorrow. With shiny river rocks.
And 9 through 12, well, here they come.
Yeah, 9 through 12, ooh, so fun.
Okay, number 9 is no firearms.
Number 10, a kitten in everyone's arms.
Number 11, balloons but not real balloons, so they don't pop one day and hurt dolphins. That makes me so sad when that happens.
Number 11 is the streets are clean, that's the norm. And of course, number 12, criminal justice reform. In just 12 steps, we make a Tacoma of tomorrow. In just 12 steps, yeah, in just 12 steps, we make a Tacoma of tomorrow. Everyone will be smitten, no firearms, and everyone gets a kitten.
Especially 1 through 5.
Hey.
And 12. Those are the ones that would make it better for most people when they're alive.
Well, hold on, 'cause I don't mean to be a drag. Did you hear about the movies in the park and also laser tag?
Those were great, and also the rocks. They were really fun, but they seemed optional.
Well, no, they're great, but more importantly, they are important. They're critical to the success of the program.
They are fine, we can include them. You've changed my mind. I wanna be a better Washington friend.
In just one step,
in just one step,
we have a way to make it better. In just one step,
one
are you
step
saying?
Consisting of 12 steps together.
And maybe you will be our first investor.
That would make me so happy. It would make me feel so much better.
We hacked 12 steps.
And we hacked Tim Ferriss. That's the greatest hack of all. We like hacked the hacker and made him hack for good.
But hold on. We've learned that you can't just go in and do whatever you want. We need to ask the people that live here if that's the kind of place that they would want to live.
You're so right, Charles. Kathy, is there any way we can like call a town meeting? Oh, sure. Yeah, of course. You want to call a town meeting?
Where'd you get that bell? You just carry that around?
Well, yeah. You know what? I'm sorry. You know, you caught us on a late night, and I should have told you I have the keys to control the door.
Yep.
I have the alarm code.
Yeah, the calendar with the
I have the calendar with the birthdays, yeah. And I do also have this bell that calls meetings.
Should we wait till it's not 4 a.m. to do that?
We should. Let's all get some sleep. I think someone already has. Honk shoo, honk shoo, honk shoo.
Wow.
And the sun comes up on that beautiful Tacoma day.
A new day.
A new dawn.
A new town. A 12-step plan.
Tacoma. People waking up.
Heading to the old firehouse. Was there laser tag here before? And the river rocks are shiny.
Then there's a table with welcome pastries and coffee.
Good morning, Tacoma.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning. Oh, hello.
Hey, I'm walking here.
A town meeting. I haven't seen one of these in years.
Oh. Town meeting. Town meeting.
Ding dong.
Movies in the park.
Dong.
That sounds great.
Silverbeard.
Mark. I'm Mark.
Mr. Montgomery, the fire chief.
Angel.
They're all here.
We're all here.
And as the chatter stops, and the eyes turn forward.
When she's about to speak. What are those white kids doing up there with Kathy?
Hi, everyone. You know me. I'm Kathy, born and raised here in Tacoma.
Go Ducks!
Go Ducks, indeed.
Go Ducks!
Mark! Go Ducks! Yeah, you guys know me, Kathy, born and bred here in Tacoma, the city that I love. And I love all of you, my neighbors. And you know, there was a lot of excitement when we agreed to be the new home for Tim Ferriss's power experiment, but... Well, we met Mr. Ferris, and he had a bit of a change of heart.
Does this mean we won't get the...
Nothing changes here in Tacoma. When the winds change, it's trouble for all.
Yeah, when the winds change, it's trouble for all.
Don't worry. The change was for the better. And these two kids who really know nothing about our town came up with a brilliant 12-step plan to be an example, a shining beacon for the rest of the country for how we can change for good. And really... You all have it. It's on a piece of paper under your chairs. Okay, let me read this. 1 through 5. Very good and well discussed.
Okay,
kind of so falls off. Still some fun there.
Okay, it seems like movie night and laser tag feels maybe fun, but not on the same
not
level
essential.
Of importance as the 4
oh,
through 5.
Oh, and then 12, you circle back to, it's 12 needed to be 6, and then we could kind of have fun from there, but yeah. Okay.
Well, I get maybe they wanted to end big. It was sure, the sort of thing going on here.
Tacoma, I know that... We're not from here, but let me open by saying, go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks, arr!
And I was hoping that we could take a little vote to see if you would want to maybe try our plan for a bright Tacoma Valley.
Now, hold on here. I just may be the fire chief, and I may just have a police car that I use as a fire truck because of budget cuts, but on my way in, that gentleman over there, Mr. Ferris.
Yeah.
He said some things that make me feel he does not have this town's best interests in mind.
Fire Chief, let me stop you for just one second. The
okay.
way you stopped me. I want to let you know that these two beautiful white children talked to me, and they sang to me, and they told me
hey,
a beautiful...
Hey, Tim, if you want to stop saying that we're white children, it feels like they can see us, and I feel like it always hurts the energy of the flow, you know, like...
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, Tim. They can see that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, sorry, Tim. Go ahead. Sorry,
okay.
sorry.
Well, what I was going to say is... I planned on stripping this town of its resources and hacking it. But what I really discovered was that Tacoma has a wealth of resources of its own, and it needs to hack itself. Using this mostly progressive agenda, well-researched and understanding of liberal policy, and then 6 others, which seemed like really fun, like, sober party ideas.
Well, I got a problem with one of them.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
Okay. A kitten in every arms is great, but... That's going to be a lot of cats for me to have to rescue. Unless y'all are taking really good care of them, you got to spay and neuter your cats. You got to microchip them so that when we find them, we know where they're supposed to go.
You know what? Honestly, this plan was made at 4 in the morning. We can go ahead and take off a kitten for every arm and just maybe like more help at the no-kill shelter so that every kitten has arm. Rather than a kitten for every arm, an arm for every kitten is really what it should say.
Okay. All of my concerns have now been met. I'm on board.
Yes.
You seem like a good guy that really turned it around. These kids seem like they got it down. Honestly, I was worried at first, because the way things go, sometimes you can't see the end along Rocky Road. Not Rocky Road ice cream. You can always see the end of Rocky Road ice cream, cause it's just so good. You gotta really pace yourself, or you'll gobble it down. What was I talking about? Right! I was so nervous, but seems like y'all came together. Listened to each other and reacted to the change. Seems like y'all pulled together and made a new world brave and strange.
I used to think that a hack was scary. I used to think it was bad. But when you think about hack as a new way of thinking, well, now that hack makes me glad to know that sometimes you hack for good.
Yeah.
You don't just hack 'cause you're lazy and bored. Sometimes you hack for good. And this is a hack for good, I am sure.
Sometimes can seem strange, and it changes the world around you. Your whole worldview gets rearranged. Like one time, I saw a man put salt on Rocky Road ice cream, and I said, what the heck are you doing there? You're gonna ruin the flavor. But it was beautiful. It was nice on the tongue, and it was only afterwards I realized what he'd done. Took my Rocky Road and it made it something better.
Great. Thank you, Montgomery.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It sounds like you...
Does anyone else need the floor? Or is everyone else like...
I got more ice cream I can talk about. Everyone else will kind of agree.
I have something to say.
Oh, okay.
I came here wanting power, but I found something much more beautiful, like an emotional flower. These children taught me how to be much more good, but the thing I learned much more valuable was putting salt on a rocky road.
God, it's so good to put salt on a rocky road. It's a kind of good hack that the people got to know. And I guess at the end of day, though the metaphor might be bad, the point that we're making here is not all hacks are bad.
Unanimous.
And they amended the steps. Some of them they got rid of. The point was it wasn't perfect at first.
Some of them got paced down in sort of a priority.
Some of them they left in and realized months later that it was a bad idea. And that's okay, because sometimes to make a change, you have to start with something and then fix it later. Because doing nothing isn't an option.
And I wrote this whole musical.
me, the robot. Did everyone get that? It was me, this robot?
Yes. Alicia, you did an amazing job.
Thank you.
Thank you for that nighttime tale. As I go to sleep for my 1.5 hours of polyphasic sleep, as I recommend in my book, The 4-Hour Body, I want to thank you, Alicia.
You're welcome.
You've hacked my mind.
Thank you, Tim. Good night, sweet prince.
Good night, Alicia. One day you will be human.
I wish.
But that's a story for another day.
The end! That was Tacoma Valley the Musical. Woo! We will be right back after a short break.
What do you believe? Because Lisa believes that a bed is more than just a place to sleep. It's a place for relaxation and rest, and they believe that every body has the right to rest. That's why they make 2 awesome mattresses, plus accessories and bases to give your body the deep rest it needs. The all-foam Lisa mattress is new and improved, featuring cooling LSA-200 foam for enhanced pressure relief for side sleepers. Their Sapira hybrid mattress is the perfect combination of foam and spring for pressure relief and edge-to-edge support. Lisa's mission is to provide a better night's sleep for everybody. And from day one, Lisa set out to create a company with heart. That's why they're planting trees. That's why they're donating mattresses for every 10 they sell to incredible organizations that do lots of fantastic things. To date, they've donated more than 32,000 mattresses through more than 1,000 nonprofits. I sleep on one of these Lisa mattresses every night. I am a back sleeper, but sometimes I'm a side sleeper. And sometimes I'm a back sleeper and a cat's on top of me. And all of these feel great with a Lisa mattress. Get 15% off your entire order at leesa.com/offbook and use promo code offbook. That's leesa.com/offbook, promo code offbook.
Honestly, slow down. Douglas, what a great time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for kicking it off so strong and then strong all the way through and then just so strong and brave and powerful.
I'm brave and powerful. That's my brand.
That's my community brand, brave and powerful. You truly are.
Thank you. We would be remiss if we did not do a rap segment at the end of this since we have you here and you're just so good at it.
You gotta.
And you know, honestly, here's the truth. We don't know what we're doing.
We don't. So I feel like let's just start a beat and just go.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Let's find it.
Let's find it in the moment. Wix, take it.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, I love that.
Straight up chameleon sound.
You got the 6 strings on acoustic guitar as far as musicals can take you. That can take you so far. It's like the it's got the Spanish flavor. You know that I like it. I want it to savor.
Oh yeah, can I open up this brain hatch? Did you ever see those guys? They're playing guitar, they know dispatch. And they're in college and they got that guitar knowledge. And they're using that guitar to see if they can get far.
Talking dispatch, you know it's straight heaven. When we're talking those types of bands, I'm thinking the 311.
Yeah.
I'm talking bands that, like our Sandals bands. They're bands that make you feel you wanna play with your hands.
You got that kid and let me put on this stamp. You know he's wearing that hemp bracelet that he's wearing from camp. He's in his first year of college in the early weeks. He doesn't know how to talk to you, doesn't know how to speak. But he's like, can I play you John Mayer? Can I play you John Mayer? Do you like this guitar flavor? And can I play you some John Mayer?
It's like it really doesn't matter in every single school. There's a John Mayer kid. It's like there's a John Mayer rule. There will be one guy inside of your door. He'll be playing the John Mayer. That's the college norm.
No, he plays John Mayer cause he's talking to the ladies. When he plays Your Body is Wonderland, that makes him go crazy. He likes to strum, play the little inversions. When they see him, they say my heart is hurting.
It's like his guitar is never too far out of reach. You can find him in the quarter by a fire by the beach.
He's got those skills and he loves to glow and he's mixing around with singing from his throat. He's like,
have any
you have some tongs? Is this all you can play? Do you know any other songs? He says, oh yeah, I can play all day. He knows Sublime Santeria and he knows Colby Calais.
And it's like, ooh, you don't have to list them all. 100%, this guy knows Wonderwall. Got Oasis for days, it's a college requirement. He's gonna play it, he's got the style, kid.
Yo, you when you see him and you know you see him ballin', you know that this dude is playing free fallin'. If he's gonna get, he's gonna get some head. See, he knows he's got to play some Tom Petty.
Yeah, he's multifaceted, of course, for days. He's got legit skills, you will stay amazed. But at the bottom of all of those layers and layers, at his heart, he's just a kid who wants to play John Mayer.
Can I play you some John Mayer? Can I play you some John Mayer?
Good.
Be good.
Be good to your daughters. Your body is a wonderland.
My head, I'm gonna run through the halls of my high school. Go Ducks!
Go Ducks!
Oh, guys, what a treat. Thank you so much, Douglas. What do you want the people to know?
Where can they find you? What should they go see?
Oh, check out North Coast in New York City, northcoastnyc.com for all of our dates. We also, I have a spank coming up, Toxic Masculinity, the musical, on February 25th. Come to that at UCB Hell's Kitchen.
That's in New York, y'all.
Yeah, New York City, tri-state area. And check out my stuff at douglaswydick.com, and all my shows are on there. Thank you.
Heck yeah.
Efficient plug, Doug.
Rah, rah.
Oh my gosh, what a joy to have the whole Off-Book fan band. We got Scott Passarella on the keys, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. We got producer Dana Wicks on the sticks. We got engineer Brett. He's in here.
Brett of many things on the strings.
Choo-choo, but also brum-brum.
Thank you, Earwolf. Thank you, Colin. Thank you. Guys, thank you to the Facebook group.
Thank you, listeners.
Honestly, we love y'all.
Who are we without you?
I can't believe we get to do this all the
time. Just a John Mayer kid in a corner, really.
With no audience. And who's that kid? He's lonely. Reach out to that kid. He's doing okay.
Yeah, hi, Tim Ferriss, if you're listening.
Hi, Tim Ferriss.
Tim, I know very little about you.
No shade intended. Yeah, thanks, Tim.
Unless you deserve it, in which case, shade intended.
Yeah.
I actually don't know.
Yeah, we're going to be Tim Ferriss agnostic. But also, hi, we know you love musical improv.
Love them. Can't get enough of them.
And we got to say it. As we say at the end of every Off Book.
If you're hacking your life,
it's gonna keep you from strife. Also, put salt on Rocky Road, change your life.
Oh, got to.
Thank you again to The Real Real for supporting the show. You can own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at up to 90% off retail. Every item is authenticated by The Real Real's team of experts, and new arrivals come in daily. New customers receive an automatic $25 at checkout. Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. TheRealReal.com, promo code REAL. And thank you to Control Center by Kavo for supporting the show. You can clean up your remote control clutter with Control Center by Kavo. Plug in your streamer, sound system, cable, satellite, or game console and control everything connected to your TV with one easy-to-use voice-controlled remote. Shop now and get 40% off Control Center with promo code OFFBOOK. That's $59.95, 40% off, regular pricing of $99.95. Service plan required, first 45 days free. Control Center is available at caavo.com and Best Buy. Control Center by Kavo, one remote that does it all.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.